The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning, and welcome to Talk Saratoga on this first Saturday of January 2024. And I keep writing 2023 on all my checks, but that goes on until July, so we won't worry about that. And I just want to remind everybody that we're going to get a little snow tonight. They're predicting anywhere, as one of my bosses at Upstate said, anywhere from 1 to 25 inches. So it's all over the board. We're supposed to get it. The weather forecast for today on the Weather Channel was 3 to 5 inches Saturday night and 1 to 3 in the morning tomorrow. On TV last night, it was 6 to 9 last night, so it is what it is. Just get ready to snow blow or shovel and be careful. So take it easy. Now, today I want to introduce a special guest and a friend of mine is Craig LaFay from Upstate Transit of Saratoga. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Excellent. And Upstate Transit is kind of a unique business. It's got many divisions, and it's a great place. And first of all, though, I want to talk about what makes Upstate Transit good. I mean, it's involved in a lot of things.
You know what? We've been in business in Saratoga Springs since the early 1980s. We were purchased out by Brown Coach back in the mid-2000s. We run a wide variety of motor coaches, small buses, 18, 12 passengers, all the way up to 56 passenger motor coaches. We have a school bus division that we transport throughout Saratoga County into Albany every day. We strive ourselves basically on the safety and having what we call the best drivers that are out there.
And I can attest to the bus division because as most of the listeners know, I drive school bus for Upstate, a small bus, and I go all the way up to Queensbury. So everything's through the Saratoga School District, who we work for, or who contracts with us. But we go all over the place, as Craig said. And I tell you, you talk about safety. The owner, Mr. Brown, stresses safety
absolutely
so much.
Safety is first and foremost when it comes to motor coaches or any transportation that's out there. We got to make sure that we have the best of the best when it's going, because we're not transporting cargo. We're transporting lives. And we're part of it as a driver. I started as a driver in 1992 and have continued on until today. But the safety is first and foremost, and we strive to the fact to make sure that all of our drivers are DOT compliant. There's a lot of testing, training that is involved with it. The everyday person just can't hop in a bus and drive it. They have to go through a whole DOT physical. They have mandatory drug testing, random drug testing throughout. You're subject to that at any given time. But the safety is definitely first and foremost. And we will hire people, and if we don't feel as though they're going to fit the needs, then we'll pass on. But we try to make sure that we've got the best people out there that can do the job correctly.
And one of the other things, and I talk school bus because I don't drive charter. But there's,
shame on you.
I know, shame on me. No, I'm happy. But one of the things I tell my parents of the kids I drive is that I never make up time.
Nope.
If I'm running
if
behind,
you're late. You're late.
That's
there's
right.
There's no sense in making up time because issues can happen. You can have problems.
Weather, traffic, anything. And I tell them the most important thing is not me, it's your kids' safety.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm running a minute or two behind, you know that I'm taking care of your child.
Absolutely.
Same way with the charter division. You've got, like I say, you got the best of the best drivers, intense training, and we also have training twice a year.
Absolutely.
We recap
it's
everything.
Required.
Required.
Required by the state, the government, federal government, DOT, FMCSA. They all require this training to go through because it's constant. Things change every day.
Yeah.
Vehicles change. Conditions change.
Laws change.
Laws change. We have to follow this by the strictest points.
And I know even upstate, which I feel fortunate for, unfortunately I had to miss the last one because of surgery, but you even provide CPR classes free of charge
for
the drivers.
For everybody. It is one of those things that I stress to the drivers when they came in that, you know what, this isn't a requirement of employment. This is a requirement of your family. This is a requirement of your friends that you don't know where you're going to be. So we will go that extra mile to make sure that you have the CPR training, that you have the AED training, things of that nature, because we never know when somebody may have an incident at our place or you may have one at home. We go the extra mile to make sure of that. And ownerships do not have a problem spending that extra money. It is expensive, but it is something that you can carry with you. And it's no different than getting your DOT license. We're hiring all the time. We're looking for drivers all the time. Whether it be small school buses, we have drivers that come in that only want to drive minivans, which is totally fine. Or we have drivers that come in as school bus drivers that want to look at maybe moving into a motor coach, which, hey, we'll move you through that. But the advantage that you have is that you don't have to go to a CDL training school and spend $5,000 to $6,000 to $8,000 for training. We actually pay you to train.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you start off at a training rate, you move yourself up. When you show that you can move to the next level, you get paid for that. So we're always looking for people. We're always looking for people to come along board and enjoy it. And I'll tell you, once it's in your blood, it's in your blood. I would much rather drive a motor coach that's 45 feet long than my own car.
Yeah, I know. You do. You've driven a lot in the past years. You're general manager of the operations now. So you don't.
I'm not afraid to get my feet dirty.
Oh, no, you know? You're not. And I think you have jumped in in a motor coach when need be.
Absolutely. If I need to wash a bus or dump a lavatory, I'll do
right.
it. I'm not. Nobody is below me.
Right.
I'm at an even.
Yep.
You know, I'm just instilled with the ideas of making the decisions. But when it comes to the everyday operations, everybody is there as part of a family. And we're all there for one goal. And that is safely transport passengers, children to school, doing things of that nature.
Yeah. One of the things, too, and I know, I know more from the bus side than the charter side because I don't drive charters, but it's a great job for a retired person.
Absolutely.
You know, you're not working 40, 50 hours a week. You may be working 25, 30 hours a week, and it's great. You have a break in between if you have to make any appointments. And it's a great job for older persons and retired people because it gives you something to do.
We had a monitor that came in, and I'm not going to say how old she was, but she actually was in tears because we hired her. She goes, nobody ever gave us a chance. And to be a monitor is basically you're just riding along with Rick as he's driving the bus, making sure that the children are comfortable, that they're, you know, properly seatbelted. In case of an emergency, they can get the kids back out.
Right.
It's one of those things that we strive ourselves on. But, you know, obviously you've got to take a physical test.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be able to show that you can move kids in and out of the bus or adults. So it's not meant for everybody, trust me. But it's also a very good subsidized
job. Oh, it is. And, I mean, you hired me years ago. And I remember the days when I drove a horse buggy to take kids to school.
But, and you only had one boot. Uphill both ways.
That's right. Uphill both ways.
Didn't bring your log to school. You had to sit in the cold corner.
That's right. You know, one of the things, you know, we talk about a monitor. One of the things that does is add safety to a driver because you can concentrate on driving. You don't have to worry about how the kids are acting in the back of you.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, most of the school buses, they don't have monitors. And,
nope.
The driver is responsible for a lot more if you have 45 kids on a bus. You know, they're kids, and they're going to play, and mm-hmm. they're going to, you know, get active. But with a monitor, the driver can just concentrate on driving. And that, you know, I think that's the greatest thing.
Well, when you're driving a motor coach, sometimes you have kids or you have senior citizens, if you're doing a senior trip, that are having fun in the back.
Yeah.
You got to calm them down every once in a while.
Oh, you do. One of the things about Upstate also is the organization that it belongs to. Which is kind of not every, I don't think every
We are part of IMG, which is the International Motor Coach Group. IMG companies maintain the highest department of transportation and share within the network. It is an honor to be offered the invitation to become an IMG company. You have to run vehicles that are newer. You have to have a DOT compliance rating that's above 95, I believe. Our DOT compliance rating is above 99%, 98%, 98.9, somewhere's in there. And by going with that, we have to be inspected every one of our vehicles every 6 months. It goes through a very rigorous DOT
inspection
check. Inspections that the DOT inspector from New York State comes in and goes through the vehicles completely. I strive myself in saying that, you know what, that DOT inspector can come into our garage at any given time, and every one of those buses is going to pass.
Yeah.
Every great while, you know, you might get something that doesn't go through because of something that's an oversight, but we do our best to make sure that that doesn't happen. And in order to be part of this group, the IMG group, we have to meet those strict criteria. And one of the biggest things is that IMG is throughout the United States, the continuous states, and in Hawaii. We've got an IMG company in Hawaii. I was fortunate enough the first part of December to go to Louisville for a conference on management and met with a bunch of new people, met some old friends, new friends. But we get together and we share our ideas on how they're making things happen. I shared my ideas, they shared theirs, and we bring that back and we try to implement it into our daily routines. But with that IMG is, if I'm broken down on the side of the road and I'm in Lewiston, Maine, I know I can call a company
mm-hmm.
and have Scott there for me because we're going to drop everything. Likewise, if somebody's in our area, which we had a gentleman that broke down in Utica last night, that we sent one of our mechanics out to get him going.
Oh.
You know that you've got somebody on the side of the road that's there for you, because I'll tell you something, as being a motor coach operator and doing it as long as I've done it, there's nothing worse than sitting on the side of the road, not having somebody have your back.
That's right. And I'll tell you, bringing up a recent experience yesterday, a charter bus from Canada went off the road and was on its way to New York City because they had some foreign people up in Canada visiting, and they had to take a flight out back to Switzerland. And who was it that went up there and 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, got a call, and who went up there to pick them up and take them down to New York City?
We did. It was a very tragic situation. Unfortunately, there was one passenger that did die. Another passenger was, taken by helicopter to Albany Med, Warren County. State Police, Warren County Sheriff's Department did one heck of a job securing the scene, making sure that everybody was taken care of. They were the passengers that were not needed to go or didn't need to go to the hospital were brought back to the Lake George Fire Department for triage. Those are the passengers that we took back to New York City last night, and we had one of the best drivers take them down. And my kudos go out to Don. He did a tremendous job. But those are the things that we're here to do, is to drop everything to help somebody in need. Obviously, we're in business to make money. We're in business to do this stuff. But when it comes time like this, this is when we all drop our stuff and get our hands dirty and we go and do the job that needs to be done. But a great thank you goes out to all of the law enforcement, the emergency personnel that responded to that scene and did one heck of a job to make sure that it was taken care of.
And people don't realize that it's that is one of the great examples of what charter bus companies will do for each other.
Absolutely.
I mean, the drop, like you said, at the drop of a hat. Because I was there.
Somebody at 6 o'clock at night.
Right.
You know, here's
I was
a gentleman
there.
That was just sitting down for dinner, and I make the phone call to him, say, "Hey, Don, can you help me out?" And he was there within 20 minutes, fully dressed, ready to go. He never left until 10 o'clock last night. I followed him all through the night to make sure that everything was going okay. He got back in this morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But it's kudos go to everybody that was involved with it. But that's what we do, is that's the companies that are out there. They're there to help us and be there for us. But our whole goal is to make sure people are having a great time. You know, we'll go to Yankee Stadium. We'll go to Boston Red Sox, to Meadowlands.
Yep.
Where everybody wants to go, we'll take them.
And I can agree on that because I go to Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
Not Pat. Once a year, but Pat has a trip every year. Takes 4 or 5 charter buses down to Yankee Stadium. Pat's the owner of the Ben and Jerry's franchise in Saratoga. And
kudos
the driver,
to Pat.
Kudos to Pat, because every year he does this, it's a labor of love, believe me, because, I don't know, I mean, we'll get him on here someday to promote it, but for the price he charges, God bless him, you can have a lot of fun in a day, and, you know, you can take a family of four and not have to spend a lot of money. But,
basically, for the price of one ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you get food, too. But anyway, the drivers are all... the one thing that impresses me, because I don't take a lot of tours or, you know, trips, you know, my wife isn't that way, but you talk with the driver, if you're sitting up front, the driver's joking around with you, you're having a good time, you're watching a movie on the way down, on the way back, you're talking to the people around you, and if you've ever tried to get out of New York City, when Yankee Stadium is letting out, you wonder how these guys can maneuver that traffic in those corners as easy as you drive a car on a deserted road.
The secret to driving in New York City, Rick, is that you don't make eye contact. So when you're driving, you do not make eye contact. If you've made eye contact, you've lost the battle.
Okay.
So you got to figure that you're much bigger than they are. You just have to kind of nudge yourself, push yourself out in a safe manner.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to go anywhere if you don't. And those are the little things that you learn as you're going through this. Like I said, I would much rather drive a motor coach than I would my own car. It's just the feeling of superiority. I guess it makes up for different things. But, you know, you're talking about a 55,000-pound vehicle, 25 tons, 26 tons. It's pure steel.
Well, you've been doing it for so long, too. I mean, you've been in the business for... quite a while.
1992.
Yep. So, I mean, I could never even think about getting on the steps of that to sit behind the wheel. I mean, I have a hard time backing my car up in a parking spot.
Well, I'm training my son right now to get his CDL, too. So
are you?
Why not, you know? He's got a great job otherwise, but he always says, well, if I can help out, Dad, I'll come in and help you.
Well, you know, it's always a good thing on a weekend. Plus, you're taking a trip, too.
Right.
I mean, if you take a...
That's the advantage. As a driver, you're going where the people are going. Obviously, you know, we don't ask you as a driver, if you're going on a ski trip, you cannot bring your skis because, God forbid, if you break your leg.
Yeah, right.
I'm not driving up to get the bus. But there's a lot of times that the groups will hand you a ticket and say, you know what, come into the football game or come into the baseball game. Senior trips that we do, it's always dinner. It's always a lunch. You know, you're going into the shows. And they get offended if you don't go in. You become part of the group. And one of the things that I have done for the past, I would say, 6 years is we work with ORTA up in Lake Placid. And obviously, Lake Placid is the 1980, you know, Miracle on Ice.
Yep.
And they bring in all of the guys from the 1980 Olympic team. and people pay to go up. Well, they pay me to go up there because I drive the bus for a week and I get to hang out with all the original 1980 guys.
Neat.
And it's more of a family type thing now after doing it for so long because everybody knows everybody.
And you see every year you see people.
Everybody. And those are the fun points to having that license is that you get to do that stuff. And
right. The
opportunities that I've gotten over my lifetime of doing this are phenomenal in the friendships that I've developed. I've driven the New York Rangers. I've driven the Philadelphia Flyers, the New York Knicks,
nice.
The Beach Boys.
That's neat.
The list is endless. And you take it for granted, but you look back and say, wow, I'm doing something that other people pay to do.
And you're getting paid for it. And you're a people person, too. So, I mean, and I know who you hang out with the most. It's that 1980 hockey team because of your love for hockey. So,
exactly.
You know.
It's the Adirondack Thunder. It's all that stuff.
That's right.
We transport them. We're able to do that. We've got drivers that do that at all given times. And I've done it now. I've started back in 2009. With them, and I haven't stopped. I still work at the Cool Insuring Arena with Jeff Mead and his group, doing a great job up there. It's fun. It's part of a family thing. I've got my son that works, my wife works, and my daughter works up there.
That's neat.
You know,
I not only is it like large groups, but you do a lot of work with Skidmore College.
Absolutely.
UAlbany,
we do Union, all their sports.
Yep.
We do some of the academics, but mostly the sports where we, when Union College won the NCAA college, we were driving them. The driver actually got the ring.
Really?
Because he's part of that group, and that's what you do is you become part of those groups.
Yeah.
We do UAlbany football. We do UAlbany lacrosse. Skidmore hockey. Skidmore field hockey, Skidmore basketball.
Yeah.
So we've got all of the drivers, and the drivers are all requested because the coaches ask for them because they are part of that team.
Oh, yeah.
Once you start driving them, you're part of that group.
That's
you may
right.
not be out there doing the stuff. And it's comical because, you know, the drivers get to know the coaches really well, and it's a constant joke where the coach is telling the driver where to go, and I've told a coach before, I said, here's the deal. I don't sit on the bench with you when you're coaching. Don't tell me how to
get there. Really. But
that's a joking side.
But the thing, too, is they feel comfortable with the driver,
absolutely.
Knowing how safe that he is with the bus and the team, mm-hmm. so they ask for him all the time. I mean, that's great. Hey, before we get back, I want to tell everybody you're listening to WSPN 91.1 FM Skidmore Radio, and you can give us a call at 518-580-5783 if you want to do that. And give a call. Ask Craig some questions about transportation with our tour buses. One of the things, too, Craig, trips. I know that, before we get into trips, I want to just say one thing so I can keep driving school bus upstate.
Are you getting your raise? Is that what you're asking?
No.
Okay.
I think that I would like to go with you to check out that bus company in Hawaii.
I'm totally in agreeance in that because, you know what, if you do get your license, Rick, I'm sure you could get hired over there because they're looking for drivers also.
No.
You can't get lost because it's an island.
Right.
Okay.
No, this is, you're the tour bus, charter bus side.
So
I'm on the school bus. I want to look and see, you know, if they have a division.
Yeah.
But, and I have a friend there, so it won't cost us anything to fly over. So think about it, you know,
perfect.
I'll even carry your luggage. So, you know, what the heck. Does Upstate do extended trips? Like we talked about going to New York, you know, taking sports teams around. Are there any charters that are like 2-3 days?
Our sister company, Brown Coach in Amsterdam, they do chartered trips where they will set up and you can call them up and individually book a seat maybe to go to a NASCAR race that might be overnight. Or they may go out to Branson, Missouri, things of that nature. Since COVID, unfortunately, a lot of those things have stopped. People are just now getting back to traveling, which is great. But our biggest issue is that when we do those trips, the money has to come out of our pocket, and we need to make sure that they're filled. So we pretty much rely on the charter business itself for people calling us up and us doing the work for them to make sure that they get that taken care of.
It used to be where a lot of bus companies would book trips to Yankee Stadium and then have to fill the bus.
Correct. And we're on the hook for all those tickets.
Exactly. And but I ended up with the Kiwanis Club that I belong to. I decided one year to take a trip to Yankee Stadium. And I was fortunate enough, I booked a trip to upstate. And I sold the 54 tickets. Mm-hmm. And I had no problem with that. And I think, like you said, with COVID, it makes it a little more difficult for bus companies to book these trips without kind of not having someone like I did at that time.
It's a financial burden.
Yeah. You know,
we'll take the chance if we feel as though that there's something that we are interested in doing that we think is a good sellable product.
Yeah.
But I would say that on the upstate side, we pretty much just deal with the people coming in and doing the charters. I personally work with a girl that does some chartering where we take a group of fans out to Worcester, Mass. To see the Worcester Railers and the Adirondack Thunder play.
Okay.
We're setting up a trip now that she basically does it with just her friends. Does a great job selling it. I'm just the person that supplies the bus.
Yeah.
But we go out and we do that. I drive that one because it's some of my people, some
sure.
of my friends that go on it. And again, it's one of those things where it's I'm partaking. I'm just the driver, which I would normally be the driver, whether I'm in my own car
yeah.
or if I'm in a bus that holds 55 people. I'm still driving it. I'll get
sure.
you there safe. We'll get back. But those are the things that people will do. And, you know, it makes for a great day.
Yeah,
it makes for a lot of fun times. Just kind of keep going through.
We do a lot of local work too. Weddings.
Absolutely, yeah.
And one of the nice things about the when a bride or whoever, the groom's family, charters a bus for a wedding, the guests don't have to worry about directions on getting to the church or getting from the church to the restaurant, because you can pick them up at the hotel.
Correct.
And transport them to those places, and then they can have a wild party where they wouldn't be able to drive back to the hotel if they were driving, and then take them back to wherever they have to go.
And you know what, Rick, that's a very good point, because what is happening nowadays is, and I see it with my kids and other kids, is, you know, Uber's out there. You don't see the people driving as much as they used to with DWI and things. But we use our school buses for wedding transports. And it's a novelty for half these people, because they get on. Everybody's happy when they're going to a wedding. That's, oh, my God, I haven't ridden in a school bus for so long. Well,
right.
Sit back, enjoy the ride. You know,
that's
here
right.
we go. But for the cost of what a school bus charter is, that I can transport 42 passengers, or if they rent a motor coach, I'm just going to use a number of $1,500 for an evening. It sounds like it's a lot, but when we're transporting upwards to 150 people, that's 150 people that have probably taken into that open bar, if mind me saying,
right,
that we know that they're going to get back safely to the pickup location.
Sure.
Whether it's a hotel or it's an Airbnb or it's an VRBO. We're taking those people back. They're not on the road.
Yep.
And it's a safety thing. And, you know, what's the old saying? If you just blew 10 grand with a DWI, and 10 grand, you can get 5 buses.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, and the thing, too, is that there's not a lot of cars at the venue.
Nope.
I mean, you invite 100 people to a wedding, you mm-hmm. don't have 50 cars that you have to worry
exactly.
about parking. And that makes it nice and easy for people.
Yeah.
Some of the other things, too, is if you do on the trips, we'll go back and forth on what's going on. But one of the other thing about charter buses is, you know, they're equipped with different amenities on them. You know, you have air conditioning, video systems, reclining seats is a big thing. If you're going on a trip, let's say down to New York, and you want to take a little nap, you can, you can recline. You also have, what is it, wireless,
Internet.
So you can have
Wi-Fi is on all the buses.
Wi-Fi is on all the buses.
We've got satellite TV. We've got Wi-Fi. We try to make it as comfortable as possible. All of our buses have seat belts. And not to go back to the issues of yesterday, but if people wear their seat belts, I think we would reduce the amount of injuries that are happening. Obviously, people get on a bus. It's not second nature to think about putting a seatbelt on.
Right.
But the safety is there. And by law, I have to stand up front before I move that bus and explain where the emergency escapes are.
Yeah.
How the windows open up. How to open up the door if you need to.
Yeah.
Those are things that we are mandated that we have to do before that bus can move. We have a video that gets shown, just like I call consider myself a Southwest flight attendant when I get on and I'm pointing to the windows doing all this other
stuff.
Yeah,
and you wear a skirt too.
And I do wear a skirt. It's really pretty with my hairy legs, but that's beside the point. But no, we have videos that we show. I personally, when I'm driving, I do it myself because I can see if I'm driving a group of school kids going to New York City for the day, they're not paying attention to me. I'll call them out. I'll say, hey, you know, obviously something's a little bit more important than what I'm talking about up here.
Yeah.
When we do a video, they can just ignore it.
Sure.
But I'm not out there to make lives miserable. I'm there to make sure that everybody is safe.
And, it's another safety
and that's
point.
I'm going to preach it from the time that we started the show until the time that we end it. Safety is first and foremost with any one of these vehicles.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, if you're not going to preach safety, you're not going to become an employee.
No, and even on the school bus side, twice a year we have to, now they're children, but we have to show them where the emergency door is out, the windows, and, you know, I show them where the microphone is, just to, if there's a problem that the driver gets incapacitated or hurt, that they can come up and talk on the mic. And we go to the office and just say that something's wrong with the driver or whatever. You know, you go through those things, whether they retain that or not. Then some of them will.
Absolutely.
And it's another safety feature on both ends of it. And, you know, like we said before, that's the number one issue. That's make everybody safe.
Absolutely. It's everybody that's on the road nowadays.
One of the other things that Upstate does is if you go to the racetrack, and you park in the Oklahoma side of the racetrack, and you just unfortunate enough to park down in the lowlands or anywhere really on Oklahoma side. Upstate has a bus, a school bus that will take you once you get on that side around the Oklahoma track wherever you parked your car and drop you off.
We actually drive on the original track,
right,
which is Horse Haven.
Yep.
It's a mile track. On a day that we're over there, I figure that I do probably 36 to 40 times around that track.
Yeah.
From 10 in the morning until 7 o'clock at night. That is something that we've done for years. And we bring a school bus over. We bring people through. The drivers sometimes will offer you tips. You know, they read their papers. They get themselves going. It's comical because these guys are absolutely love doing that stuff.
Yeah. And at the end of the night, the patrons that take the bus are dead tired because they've either been out in the sun all day or they've been losing all day.
Yes.
And they're irritated. But it's a very nice feature.
Mm-hmm.
And people tell me that all the time when I'm inside the building working as security guard for the summer. They really like that feature. And they always remember the name.
Yep.
Because it's on the side of the bus.
It's on the side of the bus. And we do that every day, but dark days.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's one bus, sometimes there's three buses. It depends on the stakes race that's going on at
right.
that time.
Saturday, usually.
Yeah. We actually, obviously, with Belmont coming in this year, we've got to go and meet with them this week. I got to talk that over. They've got to put our bid in for that particular thing. It's going to be a shot in the arm for Saratoga.
Yeah.
It's going to be busy. I can only expect that Live Nation probably have a concert that weekend also.
Oh, I'm sure they will. And if it's a Triple Crown race, it's going to be more of a zoo than it. It's going to be a zoo.
Can you imagine if it's a Triple Crown race and that horse wins at Saratoga and then comes back for the fourth leg of the Triple Crown?
That's right. The Traverse. Yeah. It's a great
thing for Saratoga. I see it very profitable for everybody in Saratoga. I see a lot of gouging going on now. But that's how these people make their money.
And that's how Saratoga is in the summer.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that was how back in the days before Saratoga was built up like this, that's how the businesses in Saratoga survived. Mm-hmm. Yep. During track season, because the rest of the year it wasn't a tourist destination like it is now.
Absolutely. Yep.
And racing was only 4 weeks back then. Yep. So, now, there's another thing that upstate, transit provides wedding parties or small groups with. You have a couple
trolleys. We do. We have two red trolleys that we drive in and around Saratoga. I don't recommend that as a shuttle for anything on the Northway because they're wooden seats with little cushions.
Yeah.
I predominantly try to leave the trolleys in a location. Whether it's Lake George, could be Bolton Landing, could be Lake Placid. The driver will drive up and we'll do continuous shuttles with that. I've started with Discover Saratoga. We do a Saratoga City Tour.
Mm-hmm.
That typically happens on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the months, July and August, where Discover Saratoga puts on a step-on guide. And we go through Saratoga Springs and they'll explain it. I believe it's a two-hour tour. It's not Gilligan's Island, but it could be. But we don't go anywhere near water, so we're good.
You don't go near the pond in Congress Park?
Congress, we stay away from the duck pond. But they do a very, very informative tour going through. And then come the fall, we actually do a Saratoga ghost tour. And the ghost tour goes through all of the areas that are historic,
older,
but also have
stories to them.
Stories in reference to ghosts and stuff. I'm just losing my mind here on the
that's
word.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to pull words out when you're on.
They do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays in October, end of September, October, leading up to Halloween.
So that's neat.
They do that, I learned a lot about the different places in and around Saratoga, from the Bachelor Mansion.
Right, I was just going
to
mention
the Old Bryan Inn, to Lake Avenue School, and the most haunted place in Saratoga, from what I was told, is the Canfield Casino.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that. A lot of the Indians. One of the things that I heard when I moved up here, my wife's from Saratoga, and I won't even get into that, but it's all good. But yes,
she was my first babysitter.
That's right. That's right. And she did that when he was 15 years old. So anyway, the rumor was, and it was a pretty strong one, because there were two rumors that Harrison Ford and his girlfriend were moving to Galway. Mm-hmm. They were buying a farm. But Frank Sinatra was set to buy the Bachelorville Mansion. And then he got really sick and ended up staying in wherever he was, California or whatever. But there's a lot of history, old history in Saratoga. Okay. And there are a lot of places that would be a fantastic in October, just like Salem is in Massachusetts.
Charlie Kenzel does one heck of a job. My old school teacher from Saratoga High School.
Really?
He when he gets on, he knows his stuff. He knows Saratoga like the back of his hand. And there isn't anybody better than doing those tours. He does the ghost tours. They have some other step-on guides that do the Saratoga tours. But Charlie does that stuff.
You know, does he doesn't wear like a stovepipe hat, does he?
They dress up. I think he dresses up as a vampire.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Because I know there's some.
There are guys, sure,
guys
that walk
around Victorian tuxedos like, and then they give like five or six people tours. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to walk, though. And that's too
but
much
that's
exercise.
Nothing to do with us.
No,
we,
nothing to do with upstate.
Sit down in a bus. And
that's
drive
right.
Around.
And do that. Yeah. Well, you know that you talk about spooky places. That movie Ghost Story with Fred Astaire. And. That was filmed just outside of Saratoga, and it did have some ghost background.
Absolutely.
And so it's a great area for that.
Absolutely. And
you weren't a second in that movie, were you?
No, I was not, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
I remember them taping it.
Really?
Or doing the movie. It was over, and they dumped a car in Loughbury Lake.
Oh, okay. And that's our water supply.
Well, there was, exactly. it was supposed to be a snow scene, and they couldn't get... There was no snow, so they brought all the snow guns down from West Mountain.
Oh, my gosh.
And made snow, and as we were driving to school that day with my mother, we drove into this whole snow scene, and they were dropping that car.
But that's neat.
Smithbridge Road, I think, had their
had the some of it, there. Had the house. Yeah, Don Ameche was in that, and I can't remember the other two actors, but that was a great movie, too. And so... Let's talk a little bit about, there's three, let me get to my notes here. There's three things that you should know, that a patron that, you know, is thinking about getting a bus mm-hmm. from a bus company, and Upstate has a great website, too, if you want to get on.
www.upstatetours.com.
Right, and you find a wealth of information on there. It gives you contact names and everything. One of the items on there were things to know. And if you're a potential customer or you're thinking about booking something... let's talk a little bit about those three things. The first one is choose a safe company. We talked about safety.
That is something that you can go online to FMCSA and put in any bus company that you're going to use, and you can see what their safety ratings are. I'm not going to say that we're perfect, but we're pretty darn close to it.
Yeah.
When it comes to the safety ratings that we are instilled and we thrive on, we have a lot of contracts with different places that you couldn't get if you've got a safety rating less than 90%. And to me, 90% is still failing.
Yeah.
But there are companies out there that I wouldn't go near, but that's something that the consumer needs to really go with. And I will tell you that price is not always the best thing to shop. If somebody is going to undercut back and forth, there's a reason. We're taking delivery of two brand new Prevost motor coaches that are about $700,000 a piece.
Yeah.
We turn our vehicles over within a period of time, and we keep the new coming through. And it's an investment. It's a huge investment. There's companies out there that don't have the money to be able to turn over. But understand that every vehicle has to be inspected. Any motor coach has to be inspected twice a year. Every 6 months, they're inspected. So whether it's a smaller company, a bigger company, whatever, they can't circumvent that. So that's a necessity.
Right. I'll go back, and I hate to use this example because it was so tragic, but and I'm sure these people weren't shopping around for price, but the limousine accident that took place a few years ago in Schoharie, and that's where an example is of non-safety. That limousine wasn't up to standards, and you know, I mean, it just like Craig said, 90% is not a goal that bus companies want to shoot for.
And Rick, you bring that up, and I want to say I was fortunate enough that I actually drove the families of the Schoharie limo crash to the FBI office in Albany.
Hmm.
It was very humbling. I was nervous because I'm dealing with people that there was one lady that lost three children.
Yeah.
It was awful. But I was very humbled that I could do it. They came out, and going through the whole trial these people went through, they were able to see the different things. And the first thing they looked for on my bus was the triangle. And when I talk about a triangle, the front of the bus on the passenger side is just like an inspection sticker that you have on your car. That's what we have to put on every 6 months. And that's what they were looking for when I pulled up. And I still did my safety message. I still did what I was required to do by federal law.
Yep.
And they came out and thanked me for that. Those are the things that you kind of stand up and you kind of pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
But to see what they went through, because somebody tried to circumvent the law.
Exactly.
You know, the conviction's been said. We know what's happened. I'm not going to go into it.
No.
Those are things that people try to circumvent what the actual law is. That vehicle should have been inspected by a DOT inspector, not your everyday garage.
Right. Well, I brought that up as an example of safety. And the thing is, I knew one of those girls on there, and the tragic thing, not only the accident, but is most of those kids on that bus were related to, they were going to a wedding.
And they had no idea.
No.
And nor did the driver that was driving the vehicle.
No, and that, like you said, you brought the family down to Albany, and you were a driver that was compassionate and caring, and not only did they feel good about being safe, they also knew that someone that was driving the bus cared about them and their well-being, and that means a lot.
It's, you know, it starts with standing outside the door. Yep. We're required to stand outside the door. There's some drivers, I'm going to say, that don't get out of the seat.
Right.
My job is to stand outside the door, whether I'm shaking a hand.
Greeting.
The purpose of me being out there is to prevent somebody from tripping.
Yeah.
And falling off the bus.
Yep.
I'm not going to say that I can catch everybody, but it happens. You're there, but you're there to prevent that. And that is where you're making small talk with people. You're going through, you know, talking, hey, how you doing type of thing. That's where you're breaking the ice. Because when I show up as a safe driver, you, Rick, may not ever know who I am.
Right.
But you're taking your life in your
hands. In your hands,
exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you got to trust the person that's driving that vehicle and know that they're taken care of. I have to be physical. I have to take a DOT physical every year.
Yeah.
That is a requirement, and I need to pass agility tests. I need to pass all this stuff to make sure that I can take care of the people when they come out. But a lot of stuff that we do as drivers is mandated, but people think that we're just there to shake your hand.
Exactly. But inside you are, even though you're mandated, inside you are. That's right. You have to be that.
That's part of
good.
That safe driver.
Yep.
You know, it's knowing that, when I get to work in the morning, people don't realize that I'm walking around looking at everybody. I'm saying hi to people. I'm making small talk. But I'm also looking at you, Rick, to say, is this driver okay to drive today?
Yeah.
Did they not sleep last night? Are their eyes bulgy? Do they look like they're, you know, they're sick?
They're dressed in a sloppy way. You always look professional.
How do I do this stuff? So we do things a certain way that people, you know, drivers don't realize what we're doing.
Right.
But as a manager, those are things that I'm looking for at that time.
Yeah. One of the other things, too, that people don't realize is that when a driver just doesn't get on a bus and put it in drive and drive away where he's supposed to go, there's a whole list of pre-check items that he has to go through on that bus. And I mean, I know driving school bus, anything can happen at any time. You pulse check your bus when you get back at the end of the day to make sure the lights are working, your stop sign comes out, you look at the tires and everything. You get in your bus in the morning, you do your pre-check, and a headlight may be out. Mm-hmm. Now, things happen. I mean, you can't say, why didn't you catch that last night? Things happen. So there's a mechanic. You call them on your radio and say, bus 595, yeah, can I get a headlight? And you drive up to the front of the door, and they slap it on, and it doesn't waste any of my time where I'm going to be late with my kids. So a charter bus driver, too, has to go through that bus.
The buses nowadays can actually go through a pre-check by themselves.
Oh, really?
You can go in and take your high beams, flick it three times, and it'll do the pre-check for you. So I don't need to be outside to check my high beams.
Okay.
I don't need to be in the back of the bus to listen for the backup alarm.
Okay.
I still go out and do it, but the bus is going through a cycle, so I can stand in the front and see that the high beams come out.
Okay.
I can look at the four-ways. The four-ways are on. I can go to the back to see.
Your brake lights work.
Lights. The brake lights come on. The reverse lights come on. The backup alarm.
Oh, that's computerized.
It's all computerized.
Wow.
You're given 15 minutes to do a proper pre-check on a bus in the morning.
Right.
You know, theoretically, that's not enough time. Because you're supposed to check the seats, check the seat belts. You're supposed to check to make sure that all the seats can stay in an upright position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sound like a stewardess now, but...
Well, that's okay. I mean, people don't realize this,
but
though.
But that's when you see an airline pilot walking around a plane, you don't want to hear him on the radio go, oh, geez, I didn't check that when I was down on the ground.
Or, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple operations, and I tell the doctor, I don't want to hear you say, oops. I mean, before I go out, you know, I mean...
But those are things that we're required to do, and again, that makes for a safe driver, that you got to look at that stuff, and it's just not hopping in the bus and going. There's a lot of things that need to be checked. You check your tires, you check the depth of your tread in your tires. Those are all things that, yeah, they're checked on that six-month inspection, but you may put 10 or 15,000 miles on that vehicle between that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot that's involved with it that the average person has no clue about until they actually start seeing what we do as a driver. There's a lot of responsibility.
Oh, sure there is. You're driving a big vehicle with a lot of people on it.
And it's not even the vehicle. I could care less about the vehicle. It's the people that are in the bus.
Well, exactly.
Because when I drove the hockey team, it was one of those situations, hey, Craig, can you get us back quick? You know what? I will get you back as quick as I can, but I'm also
safely.
Safely. Because I explained to them that, you know what? Your parents, your aunt and uncle, your brothers and sisters, your friends are all relying on me to make sure you get back safely.
Exactly.
If I get you back 10 minutes earlier, 10 minutes in a lifetime is nothing.
No, that's why I said in the beginning about school bus drivers, they don't try to make up time. That's being so unsafe because not only do you take chances at stop signs and red lights, your passengers are number one. And if you're late, you're late. One of the things, too, about when you plan a trip, you plan in extra time.
Yep.
For safety.
Mm-hmm.
For safety reasons. And and also, not only planning time, a coach driver can't work any more than a certain amount of hours in a given time so that they're overtired or they're...
A coach driver FMCSA rules state that we cannot work or drive for more than 10 continuous hours or 10 hours in a given day. It shouldn't say continuous. And 15 hours on duty, which means 15 hours of on duty, not driving. We have electronic logging devices in our vehicles that do all that stuff for us. They know when we go in and I put in my number, it knows that I'm driving. But we're not allowed to drive, and there's a lot of times that we have to do jump drivers or we have to do driver switches.
Mm-hmm.
People feel as though it's an inconvenience, but by law, we have to do it because I need to make sure that my drivers are fresh, and then I'm not turning them over. Okay, you have to work, you have to have 8 hours off in between your, when you can start a trip and end a trip. Well, Rick, you may live up in Crown Point.
Right.
It's going to take you an hour and 15 minutes to drive home and an hour and 15 minutes to drive back. There's 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So that's...
I'm on the road, right?
5.5 hours of actual sleep time. You're going to sleep. I know when I go to bed, it takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I only get 4 hours of sleep.
Right.
So as a company, we mandated that a driver has 10 hours home. So before I put them to work again, I need to make sure that they're at home for 10 hours.
Okay.
Not saying that always happens.
Right.
But that is one of our requirements as a company, to make sure that everybody is fresh.
Yeah. And that goes to the safety side of it.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't want to be driving to a Yankee game, excuse me, to a Yankee game and have a driver fall asleep at the wheel.
No.
And, you know, that. So that's really a good thing to build in. I mean,
all this stuff can happen, and we're not going to talk about any bad things, but we're here to prevent those things from happening.
Sure.
And you get drivers that can go on forever. I know that when I left Norfolk, Virginia, and drove straight back, I had a driver switch at some point. So
yeah,
we make it work.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but it's one of the best safety features you can have with a driver. You know, we were talking about wrapping up for, we got about 3 minutes, but I'm going to give you the last 2 minutes to come up with anything that we miss. But one of the things about the safety part of it is you have to be fresh at driving anything. As far as employment goes, the transportation issue now is so bad, and I mean employment-wise.
Yep.
We just read an article this morning where a school district in the area may have to eliminate some runs because they're 15 drivers short. People just don't want to work today. And when we were talking earlier about, especially on school bus, and charters is the same thing. I mean, you know, you're always looking for drivers.
Yes.
But it's such a nice job for a retired person because, like I say, you don't work that many hours a week. You have time off in between to do you making a doctor's appointment. Make it in between your run. And it's
that mother that wants to work, you know, do a little bit of stuff when their kids are at school.
Exactly.
We take part-time drivers, we take full-time drivers. A majority of our drivers are all part-time.
Right.
Where they just come and they tell me what they can do and we do it. Understanding that with the kids, the children at need that we transport, they like to see the same driver every day.
Sure.
They like to see the same monitor. So we don't like to really break that up when it comes to doing that stuff. But when you're looking at the motor coach side, our average age for a driver is 62 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet, but that is one of the things that we look at. And I'll tell you something, is that people really adapt to the drivers. Retirees are phenomenal for us.
Sure they are.
Because they don't have a necessity for this, for that.
Yep.
They come in and do a job. I have one driver that comes in, absolutely loves doing ski trips.
Yep.
He likes to stay local. I keep him local. And he'll come in and do a ski trip up to West Mountain, to Willard Mountain, to Jiminy Peak, wherever they're going to go.
Yep.
We work around your schedule. You don't work around ours. We do what we can to make it work. If you've got 1 day a week that you can do something for us, we'll put you on that 1 day a week.
Sure. And I don't know other bus companies, but I know upstate, you can call one of those coach drivers up with very little heads up, and they'll come in. That's the dedication that they have working for the company.
I just got a text just now that the driver's heading back up to Lake George to help out with the incident that happened yesterday. So those are things we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, my job is never done. I'm always on call, but it's something that I thrive for and that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And it just, it makes for a good time.
Oh, it does. And I know myself, knowing some other drivers, we all have fun and you all take the safety, taking care of the
family,
kids.
Right? It's all part of a family. We're not a union shop. We're a family shop.
That's it.
And we work with that.
All right, Craig, I want to thank you for coming
thank
in today.
Thank you very much. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, I enjoyed having you here, and it's always good to see you. And right now...